This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One might think that Taylor Swift, megastar, pop icon, pick your superlative, has it all. And in a way, she does. What she does not have, though, is ownership of the master rights to her first six albums. It's kind of a long story. It goes back to a deal she signed back when she wasn't Taylor Swift. So I'm just going to cut to the news. Those rights, again, rights that Swift does not own, have been sold to a private equity firm for $300 million. Swift, obviously not happy about that, is firing back by re-recording the music so she can license her own versions. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has today's music industry primer.
Before, there was old Taylor. Now, there's new Taylor. Forget the difference of style or lyrics. New Taylor's voice is 14 years older. Cristelia Garcia teaches intellectual property law at the University of Colorado.
Of course, she can re-sing the songs, but they won't be the same.
Fans would have to choose these new recordings over the old ones for them to have value.
She may come up with something creative enough to do in her re-recordings of these.
But it's not all about popularity and plays. It's also about the massively profitable business of licensing for commercials and movies, says Tanya Butler at Berklee College of Music.
Forget whether it's called a master or a sound recording or a musical work. It's an asset.
Most artists don't own their music. The record labels do. They get ownership of the masters because they pay for the recordings. That's how it goes in the music business. And Butler doesn't think Swift's move will change how labels work with new talent, who are desperate to get signed.
They can say, well, there's 10,000 artists behind you who are willing to take this deal. Goodbye.
Power moves are reserved for powerful artists. Prince spent much of his career fighting Warner Brothers for his masters, and he eventually got them back, but only after agreeing to make two more albums for the label. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.